talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its scenes while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still
welcome to episode, well, this is actually episode number 2 of TLB Talk Radio. And today we're going to continue with part 2 of a show we started last week. And the name of that show was Humanity on the Edge, Trusting the Science. And we need to continue with that. If you understand the necessity last week, give everybody an idea of exactly what a vaccine is and the impact it's had on not just the United States, but humanity. We also discussed, and yeah, my throat just seems like every time I'm getting ready to do a show, maybe it's psychosomatic, I'm not sure, but please bear with me. I really needed people to understand that the United States is the most vaccinated nation on the planet. But during the same period of time that these vaccines were brought in and hyped up to the point where we've got over 100 vaccines on the schedule for our children today, we have seen a massive increase of things like autism and other maladies. We are now, I don't know, one of the sickest nations, if not the sickest nation on the planet. And if you take the two curves and you superimpose them, you find out that they are pretty much identical. Chronic illness in the United States far surpasses any other nation on the planet, but we have the most expensive healthcare system and the most expensive hospitals, so on and so forth, on the planet. None of this should make sense to anybody. It doesn't make any sense to me. But we went through this, and the only thing I'm going to do right now as a preface for this show is to give everybody a real quick understanding who may not understand or maybe wasn't listening real good last week, what exactly a vaccine is and what it does. What a vaccine is the product of vaccination, is you being given that product. A vaccine basically takes a virus, takes a germ, takes something that causes harm to the body, and in a measured dose, using things like mercury to keep it pure, which is deadly, using aluminum as an adjuvant to make it more effective, which is also deadly, put together into a product, they introduce this into the body. And of course, the germs they use, the viruses they use, are in a very small measured amount. And what they do is they build an army within the body. This is called your immune system. So that if the body ever comes across that particular virus in the future, it already has soldiers in place. As soon as the body detects that virus, it calls out the troops. And the troops go and they attack that virus. And this is your immunity. This is what a vaccine's supposed to do. This is the original intent behind vaccination. And I'm not telling you that they don't in fact do that. They do. And in a lot of cases, if the adjuvant was taken out and something else was used besides aluminum, if MSG wasn't put in vaccines, if thimerosal, which contains ethyl mercury, which the body converts to methyl mercury, which is probably the second most damaging and deadly thing you could stick in your body next to ionizing radiation, if these things were removed from the vaccines, they may be very effective. And they may be something that would have a huge positive impact. But it doesn't seem that's the way it's been. Again, the United States has gone from the healthiest nation on the planet in the mid-50s to early 60s to the most chronically ill nation on the planet with autism, yes, and a lot of doctors, including some that we're all familiar with, like Andrew Wakefield, who lost his career because he stated that vaccines were increasing autism. Okay, if you stop to consider in the 1950s, autism could have exceeded 1 in 50,000 children in this country. Today, there are researchers stating that autism can be as bad as 1 in 20 male children. I'm talking about going from 1 in 50,000 to 1 in 20. If that doesn't scare you, you're a moron. And I don't apologize when I say things like this, because if you stop and listen to what I say, you need to be a moron to literally think that that's not substantial or that's not of concern. But today, that's not what we're going to be talking about. We went over the vaccine trip last week. This week, we're going to start in on the COVID vaccines, which, in fact, they're not. If you stop to consider that a vaccine is supposed to give you immunity, which means once you've received a vaccine, and this doesn't mean you need to get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 infinite amount of shots every few months for the rest of your life in order to be immune from anything. And if you're talking about the flu vaccine, the reason why the flu vaccine is given to you each year is because it mutates in such a drastic fashion across the planet each year. If you also stop to consider that it doesn't, the COVID-19 vaccine does not keep you, and they admit this, from getting COVID-19. It does not keep your body from storing COVID-19. It doesn't keep you from transmitting it, COVID-19. So if it doesn't keep you from getting it, it doesn't keep your body from storing it, and it doesn't keep you from giving it to someone else you may come in contact with, how the hell can you call it a vaccine? How can it even qualify as a vaccine? By the definition of a vaccine, it can't. But the WHO and other health organizations find it convenient at times to change the definition of things to allow you to believe that, yes, in fact, it is a vaccine, when for, I don't know, 3, 4, 5, 6 generations, it had one definition. And now all of a sudden, we're going to redefine something that never fit that definition to make you believe that it is, in fact, a vaccine. I'm going to do some bullet points today. I'm not going to do in-depth conversation about literally anything. I'm going to give you some facts. I'm going to give you some figures. Tomorrow on the Liberty Beacon, the main website for the Liberty Beacon Project, you will find an article with each one of the bullet points I'm going to give you. And they're not just going to be two or three words. There will be some explanation today. But you will find an article that will have every one of these bullet points along with an article you can go to research more on each one of these bullet points. Because I'm not one who says you have to believe every bullet point I throw at you and you're not going to get anything to back it up. I don't believe that. And a lot of what you're going to hear today comes from Mercola. There's two reasons for that. One, Mercola can't even keep his information on his website for more than 48 hours now. They're going to take his website down. Why? He's a big danger to them. Why? If you go to his website and you see the articles that have been there for 48 hours or 24 of the 48 hours they're permitted to be there, you will find at each one of those articles, there is a comment there that says they have been fact-checked. They, in fact, have. Roger's been doing research on vaccines for over a dozen years and has written close to 1,000 well-researched articles on vaccines. Do I trust Mercola's research team? Yes, I do. Do I still do my own research? Yes, I do. But I go there every day and I grab the articles before he has to take them and put them behind a paywall. Yeah, that's right. If you put anything behind a paywall today, they don't bother you as much because they know people don't have a lot of money and most people won't pay to read his articles. So they allow him to do that. So what you're going to get today, a lot of these bullet points will be referred straight to Mercola articles that I have taken and transplanted onto the Liberty Beacon prior to them being moved in behind his paywall. So it's not Roger's just going to throw things at you. You have no choice but to believe them. I will never do that to you. I will always give you a place to go and prove what I'm saying or to check on the research I discuss. So let's get started with these bullet points, because I've only got the first half. I've got 20 minutes at this point to go through these bullet points before we start taking questions. And again, we take questions at the bottom of the hour. We do it for about 15 minutes, maybe a little bit less, and then the last 10 minutes I use to close this show out. All right, here we go. Health officials deny. Listen to me. Health officials, including the CDC and theirs, are denying that even one death has occurred that can be blamed on the COVID jabs. Not even one, okay? As of January 7, 2022, the U.S. Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System, or VAERS, has received approximately 10,000 reports of death following the COVID jab in the U.S. And if you throw in the foreign reports, it's right around 22,000. But listen to me. VAERS has already admitted that it represents at best 10% of the actual damage being done. They state this right on their own website, but if you really dig, you can also find that they state that it could be only 1% of reality that is represented in the VAERS numbers. I just told you, as of mid-January 2022, 10,000 in America, 22,000 if you throw in the foreign reports. Add a zero to that. That's 100,000 in America. Add another zero, 1%. That's 1 million reports of death, or not reports, but 1 million cases of death caused by the COVID jab. They admit this themselves. So all we're looking at when we read their numbers off is 10%, maybe even only 1%. Globally, or with all of the other nations inputting into the VAERS system, it's about 22,000. All right, which could be 222,000, which could be over 2 million. But again, if you stop to consider what I told you last week, I said that in the 1970s, the H1N1 caused 32 deaths and was immediately pulled as being too dangerous for humanity. We are looking at a VAERS report that says in the United States alone, 10,000 deaths. Could be 100,000, could be 1 million. Did they pull it? No. They told you, you damn right well better take it. Didn't they? Or else. Let's go to the next point. A total of approximately 1,500 miscarriages have also been reported post-jab in the U.S. And if you throw in from outside of the U.S., it's approximately 3,600. Again, is it 1,500? Is it 15,000? Or is it 150,000 miscarriages? You figure out whatever you want. But the minimal number, the number they are actually getting, these are the reports actually on VAERS. If you take a look, it's 1,500. That's far beyond 32, isn't it? And these are miscarriages. Is that considered a death? Yes, it is. It's the death of an unborn child, but this is a life that was, but now isn't. All right, let's go to the next step. According to One America, which is a national life insurance company, in the third quarter of 2021, working age Americans, that's from the age of 18 to 64, died at a rate that is 40% higher than the pre-pandemic rate. Listen to me. 40% more Americans of working age died in the third quarter of 2021. And here's the kicker. And they didn't die from COVID. Okay, what was the difference? Gee, do you think maybe it was the vaccine? Why all of a sudden would there be an increase of 40%? That's almost half as many deaths in a very short period of time. But what was the only difference? It was the issuance of the vaccination. All right, let's go to another one. The Insurance Regulatory and Department Authority of India also reports a 41% raise in death claims in 2021. And teens' mortality in the UK shot up by 47% in just 3 months after they became eligible for COVID shots. So what's common here? Since the time the shots started to be issued across the globe, we have seen between a 40 to 48% increase in deaths not related to COVID. This is so unusual, it's insane. But yet you have mayors and you have the lady who runs the CDC telling all of us we can't blame even one single death on the COVID shots. Let me ask you a question. How many of you out there are that stupid? How many idiots are listening to this show? Because I don't think there's any. But that's what they want you to believe. I'm giving you absolute facts. These are facts that can be actually traced back to sources. This is research actually done. But they're going to stand there and tell you that nothing can be, I don't know, blamed on the COVID shots. A recent histopathologic analysis of the organs of 15 patients who died within 7 days to 6 months post-jab, ages 28 to 95, they found 14 of those deaths out of 15, or 93%, were caused by the vaccine. How many of you heard that? How many of you were told that? But yet, we're being told you can't even blame one death on these vaccines. I've just given you a whole bunch of facts. And tomorrow when you go to the Liberty Beacon and you open up this article, you will actually have a place, a link where you can go to check on how this research was done and to prove the numbers I'm giving you. I will never lie to you. I won't. I won't misrepresent. And if I'm not sure, I'm going to tell you that. I think you can tell by the emphasis I'm giving you and the fact that my voice is raised while I'm putting this sheer lunacy out that I'm extremely upset about it, because it is factual. All right, let's witness the spectacular failure of the COVID shots. Let's go to a few places across the planet. British data shows the COVID shots are an abysmal failure. Absolutely. As COVID infection rates in the UK are higher among the fully vaccinated in all adult cohorts, meaning whether you're male, whether you're female, whether you're young, whether you're old, the higher amount of COVID deaths by a long shot are amongst the vaccinated, not the unvaccinated. But you know what? Nobody's dying from the shots. Infection rates are also rising faster among fully vaccinated than in unvaccinated cohorts of all ages. All in all, the data prove that vaccine passports and mandates are completely pointless. Let me ask you a question, okay? I have gotten my two shots and my booster. I go get a COVID pass, which allows me to go into a dance that night, which may have 500 people at it. Stop and think about what I just said. You are vaccinated. It doesn't keep you from getting it. It doesn't keep your body from storing it. It doesn't keep you from transmitting it. Why the hell have you got a passport? Why the hell are you allowed to go anywhere you want and infect anybody you want, but somebody who is less dangerous? Listen to me. The person who is not vaccinated needs to stay locked up in his home. Yes. And it keeps getting even worse. Data from Scotland show more of the same. Double jab Scots are more likely to be admitted to the hospital with COVID than the unvaccinated. Listen to me. They're more likely to be admitted to the hospital for COVID than those who have not been vaccinated. Since the Omicron became dominant, COVID cases, or the case rates, are also lower among the unvaccinated than the single, double, or even the triple jabbed. Are you freaking kidding me? How many of you are told this? You've got to listen to a show like this to hear this stuff. Because nobody else is going to tell you this, or if they try to, they're going to be shut up. What is the value of RBN? You're hearing it right now. This is the value of RBN. My ability to get on here with all of my angst, all of my anger, and all of my emphasis and give you something nobody else is going to give you. This is a fact. Data from Scotland show more of the same. Again, we're talking about the triple jabbed being far more dangerous than those who haven't been vaccinated at all. So, in other words, what the data is showing is that once you're vaccinated, you're a bigger danger to humanity than the person who's never been vaccinated, because COVID is no worse, believe it or not, than the yearly flu. You are only dangerous once you are vaccinated. Internationally, journalists are now starting to try to switch the narrative away from cases, hospitalizations, and deaths by pointing out how unreliable these data are. Yeah, what they don't admit is that dangerous misinformants have highlighted these problems for 2 years already. I'm one of them. By their definition, I'm a dangerous misinformant. I put out misinformation, except I'm willing to show you exactly where I got it. I'm willing to prove that the research was done for me to run my mouth off at an elevated level. I'm willing to do that. But you know what? I'm a misinformant. Omicron is blowing huge holes in the pandemic narrative as it predominantly affects the vaccinated, thus proving mandates and vaccines and passports are irrational and totally useless. We just went over that. All right. I would also tell you the Truth for Health Foundation lays bare what's been happening inside America's hospitals over the last 2 years. Let's title this, "You Can Check In, But You Can Never Check Out." Stop and think about what I just said. This is a 1977 dystopian Eagles hit song, Hotel California. Yeah, I'm going to explain that to you, though. All right? Where once people could sign out of a hospital against medical advice, AMA, against medical advice, the foundation's COVID care strategy team has sometimes needed to show force to bring police, attorneys, or media into the hospital to get their family members out of the hospital or to liberate them from the hospital, because the hospital doesn't want to let them go. Hospitals have a good reason to want to keep these patients. Of course they would, from leaving, since the government has incentivized them to keep you there and watch you die. Am I kidding? No, I'm not. Am I exaggerating? No, I'm not. They are being paid bonuses for every patient that is tested. They are being paid bonuses for admittance or treated with remdesivir. They are being paid bonuses for treating COVID with this drug. They are being paid bonuses for patients being put on ventilators. They are being paid bonuses for every person who dies in a hospital and the death certificate states they died from COVID. There can be as much as, and a human rights attorney, and I believe his name was Thomas Rentz, estimates that the bonuses can add up to $100,000 per COVID patient. Listen to what I just said. If a hospital is promised $100,000 to follow a script, how many of them do you think would? The answer to that is far too many. And this may be more of the reason why hospitals are not administering safe and effective medications such as, I don't know, ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. We know they work. They've been proven to work over and over again. But if you try to get it, the hoops you've got to jump through are insane. And the fact that you can't get it in a hospital is absolute tyranny. Doctors are cautioning people not to get overwhelmed by fear, instead to take action. Have a survival kit and make an action plan if you know you're going to end up in a hospital. Talk to somebody you can trust and let them know that if they don't hear from you after a certain amount of time, that person needs to go to the hospital. They need to see you, even if they have to bring police, even if they have to bring media. It doesn't matter. Because if they don't, you may very well be a $100,000 bonus for that hospital. Now, let's go on to what do you need to know about the shot, okay? COVID shots are based on SARS-CoV-2 spike protein, which is the most pathogenic part of the virus. It's responsible for the worst symptoms of COVID-19, such as abnormal blood clotting, as seen in many severely ill patients. Pfizer, I'm not even going to go through this one. We've got less than 5 minutes. I'm going to hit some of the points that I think we need to put some focus on. And next Sunday is going to be part three. I've decided that two parts for this just isn't going to work. This may be a five-part series. The average number of adverse event reports following vaccination for the past 10 years, listen to me, has been about 39,000 annually. I know this because I've been writing vaccine articles for years. And that's for all vaccines combined, about 39,000 with an average of 155 deaths. This is what the adverse events reports, VAERS, has been reporting, 155 deaths, average 39,000, adverse events. COVID jabs alone now account for over 700,000 adverse events in less than 2 years in the U.S. territories as of December 17, 2021, and about 9,500 deaths. Again, this could only be 10% or 1%. Are you listening to what I'm saying? We are talking about a jump that is so astronomical. And it all happened when? After the COVID jabs were instituted. Okay? Cases of myocarditis explode after the second shot. Mostly in boys. 90% of the post-jab myocarditis reports are in males. 85% are recorded immediately after the second dose. Cases are also inversely correlated to age, with younger boys at greater risk. We're killing our children. But hey, nobody's died from COVID vaccines. Look, I'm going to stop here with these points, and we'll pick up next week where I left off. Let me wrap this up before the break by explaining something to you. What I just told you ought to have you literally pinned back into your chair going, what the hell is this guy telling me? Tomorrow, you will be able to grab an article which will be linked to every one of the points I've given you today. And you will actually be able to see where this information came from. Roger's not lying. Roger's not bullcrapping. And if this isn't shaking you in your boots, no apologies. You're a freaking moron. They are literally killing our children and making more of us sick and putting us in the grave than all vaccines in the last 60 years combined, times a factor of, I don't know, either 10, I would say, even a factor of 100. In 2 years, not in 60, with three vaccines, not hundreds. But yet, how much of this are you hearing? How much of this do you know? And if you think I've hit the hardest part of this yet, I haven't. We're going to get to it real soon. I can promise you that. And we're not going to give up on this. We won't until we've got all this information out to you. Let me explain one more thing, okay? I not only won't lie to you, but I will always give you a chance to prove me wrong. I'll give you the links. Do your own research. If you can make me wrong, I'm going to absolutely love you. Do you know how much this hurts me? Can you tell? We'll be back in a bit with some calls.
I'm silent. Like a cancer grows. Hear my words out of my heart, teacher. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
All right. Look, I'm going to say this one more time, then I'm going to give you a call-in number. Anybody who doesn't understand the value of Republic Broadcast Network, RBN, listen to me. And no, that's what I mean. Listen to me. I couldn't do this on anybody else's station. I may be able to do it on my own. And occasionally I do a pre-record. But if I'm going to do this on a network, the value of RBN is they will allow you to know, or they will make it so that you can know what you need to know. If you want to call in, please use 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. And do we have somebody on the line at this point? I believe we've got Luca.
Yes, good afternoon.
How are you today, Luca?
I'm doing good. I only have 3 minutes, right?
You've got about, a little bit less than that right now. Fire away, my friend. Okay, for anybody who doesn't know, Luca is a friend of mine.
Well, I'm unvaccinated and proud at this point. I even got a T-shirt that says it from Amazon. I wanted to give you two words for an answer to your bullet points recently on the last half hour. Premeditated agenda.
Yes.
My show, Learn to Unlearn, is all about unlearning everything that we've been programmed and indoctrinated with. So
yes.
we've been talking about dumbing down and dumbing down. Yeah, the dumbing down of America. Yeah, John Taylor Gatto. Yeah, the dumbing down. Well, it's starting to make a lot of sense. More than 100 years ago, Rudolf Steiner, he wrote, among so many other things, he wrote something called The Fall of the Spirits of Darkness, a total of 14 lectures. And in it, he has something called Planning the Elimination of the Soul Through Vaccines, written in 1918. Quote, in the future, we will eliminate the soul with medicine. Under the pretext of a, quote, healthy point of view, unquote, there will be a vaccine by which the human body will be treated as soon as possible, directly at birth, so that they cannot be, they can't develop the thought of the existence of the soul and the spirit. And this is really interesting. He says, to materialistic doctors, they will be entrusted with the task of removing the soul of humanity. As today, people are vaccinated against this disease, against that disease. In the future, children will be vaccinated with a substance that can be produced precisely in such a way that people in the future, thanks to this vaccination, will be immune to spiritual life. You'll be extremely smart, but he won't be capable of developing a conscience, which is where the true goal of most materialistic circles is.
Yes.
And look, with this vaccine, the human would become an automaton. Is that sounds right? Automaton?
Automaton, yes. And look, right. let me get something in here before you go away, okay? The pre-planned issue is an absolute fact. We're talking about something that's been in the planning since, I don't know, not long after vaccines became a reality. Again, we're talking about doctors that were thrown under the bus 20 years ago, 10 years ago. Again, well, let's go back to, like, it doesn't matter. It doctors who found out that autism was being caused by the mercury in vaccines were literally right. thrown under the bus. Andrew Wakefield, so on and so forth.
And the CDC was lying about it.
Yes.
I just want to throw in the last quote. Roger, before I go, he says, the person now becomes materialistic of constitution and is completely incapable of spiritual, of being a spiritual person. So that's Rudolf Steiner. That was in 1918. So you can imagine.
If you stop to consider that there are certain parts of the brain that do enhance spirituality, they do. We're all born with the ability to have a spiritual life. If you eliminate it, just like eliminating parts of the brain, you can't walk, you can't talk, so on and so forth. Do I believe that this can happen? I do believe this can happen. And I very much appreciate you bringing the information onto the show, Luca.
Yes, it's my pleasure. And if people want to find out about Gandhi, Gandhi himself said that vaccination is a barbarous practice and one of the most fatal of all delusions current in our time. And he says, conscientious objectors to vaccination should stand alone, which is what I'm doing, if need be, against the whole world in defense of their conviction.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So. I thank you very much for your input, Luca. And the conscientious objectors are, in fact, a necessity today. But there are a lot of people waking up across the planet. But I've got to go to the next caller if I'm going to get a few more callers in before 10 till. And you are very welcome. Thank you, Luca, and we'll be talking later on, I'm sure. Okay, the next caller, I believe, is James in Canada.
Yes, good afternoon.
Hello.
You could explain it to him. Yeah, hi. You could explain it to everybody this way. You've had 30 years in the military-industrial complex, and you know all the nuts and bolts and where all the bodies are buried. You think they're going to let you on the Joe Rogan program? Or the guy who developed mRNA, right? They let him, supposedly he developed it, they let him on the Joe Rogan program. The guy that developed mRNA, or the guys, are still locked up in their lab or they're dead, okay? Because nobody wants to pay for the feds to follow them around 24/7. That's the way it works in this business.
You are, again, and I absolutely love it, I do. You, James, you are telling everybody the absolute benefit of Republic Broadcasting Network. giving us a platform and allowing us to say this. Because I've been screaming this stuff out for over a dozen years, and that's not hard to prove. So I love what you're putting forward, James.
Yeah, all the guys that developed the Manhattan Project, even Richard Feynman, a very important operator, they followed him till he died. They followed him around 24/7. So there is my point, and I hope you can, you know, let people know what it's really like when you're in the bowels of the thing, right? There's no way you're going to go on the Joe Rogan show. They're gonna take you out or something, right?
And I'm not going to be on this show talking about military secrets. And I'm not going to be on this show talking about military technology.
No.
Because, how much longer would I be alive? Because what did I do for
That's
a living?
Right.
For 30 years, actually 40, if you consider my actual time in the Navy as a nuclear submarine sonar technician.
Right.
I know too much. I do.
Right. That's the point. I'm not saying you're going to divulge secrets. That wasn't my point. But the point is the mRNA vaccine, or so-called vaccine, is a weapon. And it was developed with a purpose. And the people that developed it know damn well what it's going to do, you see. And,
wait, yeah. I'm going to hold you here for an extra second because I want to tell people some stuff, okay? What you just said, this is the perfect time to say it. The spike protein was initially, we were told, thought to be localized. With you got a shot in the arm, it stayed in that area. As the blood passed through, the blood was changed, so on and so forth. You gained your immunity. They were surprised that it went throughout the entire body and centralized itself in a lot of cases in the ovaries. Oh, my God, sterility. Oh, my God. Stop and think about this. You are going to tell me that people smart enough to invent an mRNA vaccine didn't know it was going to go throughout the entire body? Are you kidding me?
Right. See, they know. And the R&D guys in the bench, on the bench chemists know exactly what's going on. They would have had
I agree.
And if even look up L. Fletcher Prouty, you probably know who I'm talking about. Worked for the CIA and the Pentagon. He said AIDS was developed by military intelligence. And then I'll let you
we
go
could
with
talk.
That.
That's a whole show
there. Well, maybe we can do it again.
Yes. And
anyway,
James, thank you very much.
Yeah.
I've got to jump to the next caller. But man, that was a good call, James. Thank you. And who is next? And if we don't have anybody, we've got Jason in Pennsylvania.
All right.
Hello, Jason.
I wanted to chime in real quick on the Rudolf Steiner quote. So, from what I understand, just for everybody listening and Luca, who brought it to our attention, a lot of people take that out of context. And Rudolf Steiner was actually warning the humanity who were, peace-loving, wonderful individuals like us to look out for this in the future. He was not part of the, planning evil side of things.
Well, it can be misconstrued that way, and you alluded to that, which I appreciate. And at the same time, if you stop and listen to the words said, it can be interpreted one way or another. But if you look at everything
you got to read before and after, though.
Right. That's what I just said. If you read everything he said, then you have a context you can fit it into.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And it's unfortunate. I've seen him being demonized just because people take it out of context. And
totally.
He was a genius.
That is
Tesla-like.
That's a government. That's a government trick. If I take one or two sentences out of a 500-word paragraph that you've put together, I can make you look like the most evil person on the entire planet. When in fact, the rest of that entire paragraph is there to tell you why you must fear this. But they don't give you that. Are they telling you the truth? Yes, that's actually what you said. But without the context to compare it to, the decisions or the whatever you come to, it's as you said, it appears to be evil.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely,
Okay, Thank you for your call. I very much appreciate it. Boy, I'll tell you something. I'm getting smiles from everybody today. You guys are calling. And I'm not used to taking calls. I don't take calls. I've been doing this for over 10 years, shows, and I never take calls. But RBN likes the fact that we take calls simply because it adds credibility. It adds a connection between the audience and the show. And I'm getting very used to it. And like I said, today I've got huge smiles on my face. All right, Jason, I think you were the last caller. What I want to do right now, unless we get another caller in over the next couple of minutes, is I want to do a synopsis of the information that we've put out today. What we're telling the world, or what our, and I apologize for saying what we're telling the world, what we are seeing from those who are supposedly hired and those who are supposedly elected and put into place to protect us is just the opposite. What we are seeing is politicians who are gaining in a massive fashion. I'm going to give you a small political aspect to all of what I've been talking about. How many of you know, excuse me, one of the biggest influences on the reelection cycles of either congressmen and senators is, guess what? It's Big Pharma. Big Pharma gives more money to the reelection of congressmen, the reelection of, and we're talking about governors, we're talking about local congressmen within your state, local senators, we're talking about all the way down to mayors. This is not a joke. If you stop and consider who has the biggest influence on our politics, it's not the military-industrial complex. Although, is that insignificant? Hell no, it's very significant. But if you want to know who the biggest, baddest bully on the block is, it's the pharmaceutical companies. Stop and take a look at how many people are being vaccinated globally for this. We're talking about between 2.5 and 3 billion vaccines have already been given. Now, does that mean 3 billion people have been vaccinated? No. But it may be that 1.5 billion have received one or two or three shots. Now, if you stop and consider, I don't know, let's say 3 billion people have been vaccinated and the average cost for one of those shots is between $100 and $150. Stop and think about the money they're raking in. And this is over the course of a year or a year and a half, not 100 years, not 50 years. The amount of money going into the pockets of Big Pharma at this point in time is mind-bending. And it's enough to buy the politicians to keep them shut. Don't tell people the truth. Don't allow the truth to get out. Take a look at what the Dems are doing right now. The Republicans, well, I'm not telling you they're not doing it, but they don't have the platform as much at this point to do it as would the Dems. The Democrats right now are literally silencing any form of free speech that has anything to do with mandates, that has anything to do with the viability of something called a vaccine, which should never be allowed to be called a vaccine. Let's revisit that one more time. What does a vaccination do? A vaccination gives you a line of defense against a known virus. It does not allow it to attack your body. It does not allow the body to store it. And thusly, you cannot give it to anybody else. This is how a vaccine has been defined since the day vaccines started being utilized on humanity. But today, we're looking at the most broadly and most massively used vaccine in the history of humanity. And what's the definition? Well, let me see. It does allow you to get it. It does allow your body to store it. And it does allow you to transmit it. Why is that being called a vaccine? Why are they lying to us? Why are they telling you you need to go in and get a vaccination? Why are they telling you, in order to be free, to go to the store, to go to work, to go to the dance, for your children to go to school, you must get a vaccine? Okay, if this was a normal vaccine and it didn't have aluminum and it didn't have mercury, I might not be so upset about my kids getting a vaccine. But if you're telling me that they need to get a bioweapon, which cannot in any way, shape, or form meet the definition of a vaccine, or I'm in trouble, screw yourself. I'm going to be in trouble. Because what I just told you is absolutely true. These are not vaccines. And if they're not vaccines, and more people today are dying from what's supposed to be a vaccine and isn't, then are dying from what is probably no more, it has no more impact than a bad year of the flu. Stop and think about what is being done to humanity. This is not a joke. Think of the points I've given you today. And again, tomorrow you'll be able to literally go on the links and do that research yourself. Next week, we're going to hit a few more of those points. The week after, we're going to hit a few more of those points. Over the next month, what I'm going to do is arm you with information that is going to prove to you that there are so many liars running America today that we all need to be concerned. We need to be concerned for our elderly parents. We need to be concerned for our young children. We need to be concerned for our unborn children. We need to be concerned for ourselves. And if you allow them to literally rule your life for something that doesn't even qualify for what they're telling you you have to get, if we allow them to do that, then communism in the United States is going to be a soft sell. Communism in the United States would be extremely preferable over what we're going to end up with. When you can tell me I cannot leave my home, when you can tell me I can only shop where you tell me I can shop, when you can tell me I'm only allowed to visit those that you give me permission to visit, when you can tell me that I can't go to school unless I do certain things, I take the bioweapons because they're not vaccines that you tell me I have to take. Can you tell me a communist nation on the planet, and I'm not talking about an authoritarian nation, I'm not talking about a Marxist nation, I'm talking about a communist nation. True communism is basically where all of the people rule, and basically big businesses don't have the power that they do in capitalism. Communism would be a soft shoe compared to where we're headed if we allow this to happen. How do we stop it? The first thing you do is you arm yourself with knowledge. Knowledge is the biggest weapon we have against the tyranny being slapped upside our heads. And if you don't think I'm telling you the truth, go over any of the points I gave you today. There is absolute proof that deaths across the planet, and I gave you four nations this is happening in with their own statistics, have increased by between 40 and 48% since people started getting vaccinated. I just got done telling you that the largest amount of people getting sick and dying are not people who have COVID. The flu kills 50,000 people a year across North America. When's the last time we locked the entire world down for it? I'm going to tell you right now, what we are looking at is so far beyond what anybody sitting there listening, except those of you in the audience who do this type of research. Then you're listening to me and you're shaking your head going, yep, 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 and you're going to have a crook in your neck by the time we're done, because you all understand what I'm saying. And those of you who haven't heard this before, you're going, really? Really? Is this guy nuts? Is this guy crazy? I'm not. And everything that's come out of my mouth is provable. Every single thing. But you're not supposed to know that. If your name is Joe Rogan and you tell people about this because you're the most popular podcaster on the planet, you tell people about this. Now what you're doing is you're getting the truth into too many brains. You are now a danger to the elitist faction who wishes to see two things happen. One, global governance, where you have a small group of people controlling the entire planet. Not a joke! This has been in the plan since the end of World War II for over 70 years. And what's the second thing? Let's go back to the Georgia Guidestones. Keep humanity under 500 million in tune with nature. There's almost 8 billion of us. I said this last week. Let me say it again. If I needed to make that plan a reality, what would I do? What would I do? the first thing I would do is panic an entire planet with what? With a pandemic of such magnitude that you have everybody fearing for their life. And then what do? The second thing is you come up with a cure for it. You come up with a treatment for it. And what do with that? You give it to as many people as possible. All right. If you stop to consider what I've just said, there is no pushing back against it for the very simple reason it's all reality. This is all truth. It is. So if it's all true, isn't it incumbent upon you for your children's sake, for your wife or your husband's sake, okay, for your grandmother's sake, for your father or your mother's sake, isn't it incumbent upon you to see if this loudmouth old man is actually telling the truth? To dig in yourself and do a little bit of research? Again, there will be an article on the Liberty Beacon tomorrow that will have links to the actual articles that I got this information from. Do I trust it? Yes. Why? Because I did my research too. And I've been doing research for a dozen years. And I'm far from stupid. I fix things that go bang across the world for almost 40 years. I'm far from stupid. Do I understand that there are individuals on this planet that feel that you are a useless eater? You're in their way. You're destroying their ecosystem. That if you weren't here, their life would be better. If you think I'm kidding, let's go back to the two points they need to be successful. They need a pandemic, and they need a vaccine. They've got a pandemic, and they've got a vaccine. This vaccine is the most dangerous pharmaceutical product ever used on humanity in the history of humanity, times 10,000, times 100,000. In 1970s, again, they stopped a vaccine for killing 32 people. We are so far beyond that, it's insane. The United States, with over 10,000, which may be 100,000, which may be a million by theirs themselves, but yet you better take it. How the hell does that make sense to anybody listening to this? How can you possibly justify forcing someone to play a game of Russian roulette for something that is no more deadly than the average flu season? But yet you better take a vaccine that is the most deadly pharmaceutical product ever used on humanity. In other words, here's the gun. Click, click, click. Next week, we pick it up on part 3. Believe me, it gets worse. But thank you for being here.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.